Concerns about racial sensitivity at the historic Boston Latin School have escalated into a public debate about whether the school's headmaster should keep her job. Boston School Superintendent Dr. Tommy Chang met with parents and other community leaders last night and told them he has no plans to fire the headmaster. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
Calls for the ouster of headmaster Lynn Mooney Tata followed the release of findings of a school department investigation. The report says Tata did not follow proper procedure when investigating a student's claim that another student directed a racial slur at her and mentioned lynching. Urban League of Eastern Massachusetts President Darnell Williams says new leadership is essential to address tensions at the prestigious school.
Well, I think that the headmaster has clearly shown that they're tone deaf to the issues regarding the children and their voices. And so,
in response to complaints from parents and community leaders who say the school department investigation of Boston Latin did not go far enough, school superintendent Tommy Chang made himself available last night at a South End restaurant. Williams says he was disappointed with what Chang said to relatives of the young woman who reported the racial slur.
The grandmother asked him what was he going to do in terms of discipline or consequences for that tone-deaf behavior, and he indicated that he could not talk about it.
But the headmaster also has plenty of supporters. A group of parents has written to Superintendent Chang and Mayor Marty Walsh to praise Headmaster Tata. Among them is Catherine Campbell. She says she's confident racial sensitivity plans, including the recruitment of more minority students and teachers, will work at Boston Latin.
I think that makes sense, rather than just identify somebody and say, you know, she is the problem and she should be fired. That doesn't make sense to me. And I feel like based on my experience with her, that she will be able to lead the school through the plan that's been set forward.
According to some of those there last night, the meeting with the superintendent was tense at times. Some were not satisfied with his answers. Others are taking a wait-and-see approach. Patricia Bonner Duval, who owns an area business, says Superintendent Chang has to be given some time.
He's walking into what I call jaws. The racial divide here is significant. It has been that way for a long, long time. And we are expecting him to cure something that's been systemically in process for decades. I think we need to give him a chance to do something about it. Then we hold him accountable, too.
School officials say Boston Latin has begun mandatory conversations with all students about race and ethnicity. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.